Hey Ravens fans, it's time for this week's Ravens Mailbag. You notice a little difference to my left here. Sarah Ellison taking over for Ryan Mink this week. He's out of town, so welcome.
Slacker, Ryan, in Norway. And I will not be a slacker when I take my vacation, but when he does, he's a slacker.
We're glad you could pinch hit for him today. The first question deals with something we haven't heard at all. Izzy Mandelbaum asked us on Twitter, is there any chance the Ravens take a gamble on offensive lineman Richie Incognito? Well, Incognito has been radioactive since the bullying scandal down in Miami. I don't think the likelihood here is very high at all. What I could see, the only way it would happen is if the Ravens get into training camp and they feel like this offensive line is not coming together at all. They need an interior offensive lineman, and he's still sitting out there. Maybe they give him a call, see if there's any interest, and then maybe that at that point, some of the negativity that's been carrying on since the entire season, maybe that dissipates a little bit, but I don't think it's a very likely chance. I'm going to put the percentages, if you're playing the percentage game, I'll go about 5% if there's any possibility he's here.
Not this early in the offseason. It would be an injury situation in training camp.
Yep.
Yeah. Next question is from Robert. Robert wants to know if there's any chance the Ravens would draft a running back in the second round in the draft. And Robert, I suppose there's a chance for anything, but I would be surprised if the Ravens went for running back this early in the draft. And that's not because the Ravens don't need a running back. Obviously, there's some uncertainty with Ray Rice and his legal situation and potentially a suspension, but it's more because of how running backs are valued league-wide. The league has just changed to a high-octane offense focus.
Everyone loves to throw the ball.
Everyone loves to throw the ball. Everybody's looking for those receivers. To me, if I'm the Ravens, I could see them taking a running back in the third round, maybe later. I think that you can find several good running backs later in the draft, and you can concentrate on more needs and positions of needs earlier.
All right, the next question deals with that wide receiver position that we're talking about. Brent wants to know, will the Ravens make a move for wide receiver Brandon Cooks in the first round? Well, for fans that don't know, Brandon Cooks is the speedy wide receiver out of Oregon State, one of the fastest players at the combine. High upside for this guy. He compares to Tavon Austin, local kid who came out last year. And then as an NFL player, people compare him to Steve Smith. Well, guess what? Steve Smith's already here in Baltimore, so I don't think there's a huge need for a slot receiver kind of a role like Brandon Cooks will play in the NFL. I think that since the Ravens added Steve Smith, re-signed Jacoby Jones, Dennis Pitta, that number 17 pick may not necessarily be used on a wide receiver, especially a guy who's not necessarily one of the top couple of wide receivers in the draft. I don't think this is a very likely possibility.
The next question comes from Code Spider, and he wants to know if, with all the changes on offense, if it will take the offense a full year to gel, like it did with the defense last year. I think that's a good question, Code Spider, because I think it's important that we set expectations for ourselves. I know the defense is excited after last year to come into this next season after a full year together, but there's a major difference between the defense and the offense. With the defense, after the Super Bowl year, there were 9 starters that left the team. With the changes on offense this year, it's going to be more of a terminology change rather than a personnel change. So really, you may have 2, maybe 3 starters that are different, but you have all the same essential guys, adding in Steve Smith, maybe somebody on the offensive line. And so really, this is just, these are pro athletes. They already know football. They already know how to play it. Now it's just picking up the terminology, and they'll have all the offseason. I'd say give them a good quarter of the season to start to gel. I don't think it'll take the full season.
All right, the last question here deals with one of the guys who's going to be here leading that offense. It's Joe Flacco. Melvito wants to know, what type of role will Joe Flacco play in Gary Kubiak's run-heavy offense? Well, it's going to be a big role. I'd say it's going to be a pretty big role. You don't pay a guy $120 million to have him just hand the ball off all the time or be a role player. Joe,
he's the quarterback.
He's the quarterback, and he's going to play a huge role on this team. Just keep in mind, Matt Schaub led the NFL in passing yards a few years ago when he was in Houston. So Joe Flacco, as much as Gary Kubiak likes to hand the ball off, he's going to be throwing the ball a lot. And I think this could potentially be one of his best statistical seasons. Flacco's going to have a big part in this season. So that's all the questions we have this week, Ravens fans. But you know how to get a hold of us. Send in the questions. Use that hashtag, Ravens Mailbag, Facebook, Twitter, Google+. That's it for us, but thanks for watching.